B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast.
I like the way you did this. We have Loren here, which is a miracle because she's been having internet issues.
Yep.
But
hanging in there today, thanks to my husband's hotspot.
Oh, Manny, you don't have her in offline, so no one's
here. Oh, boy.
Here.
She's in offline now.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
So,
what were you saying about your husband's hotspot?
And can I see it?
It's not that
Say.
Kind of hotspot. It's like his iPad hotspot.
Ah, right. Yeah, I actually sounded pretty good today.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, I didn't have video, so I couldn't see you guys, but it worked. I think if I would have had the video on, it would have bogged it down. We probably would have broken up a lot.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your trip today on the Rap Party Podcast.
Okay.
You're heading to where?
Smith Mountain Lake, Virginia.
And that's where you got married?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our family has like a home there. Nobody's been there for like 3 months, so we know it's clean.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is going to be your process?
I'm still going to wipe everything down as soon as we get there. But, I mean, like I said, nobody's been there, so I think we're okay. It's not like a very private point. It's not like we're going to see anybody.
I pitched the idea to Sterling to go this morning. I texted him and said, hey, why don't we just go get away?
Yeah.
And he's like, where would we even go? And I was like, kind of good point. I probably can't just pitch the idea of getting away without supplying some more information.
Charleston.
So I found like a house down in like Charleston, a house. And I sent it to him and it's a no-go.
Why?
He said, he's like, there's nothing to do. And I'm like, well, technically South Carolina is just like saying F it. They're wide open. I said the point is that we'd have this whole house that we can get groceries, we could cook, we could
just get out. Just like, get does away. It have a deck, a
it
view,
has, it has
anything?
It's on a marina, so it doesn't
That's
have
what
the
we
beach.
Said. We just needed a change of scenery. Yeah. It's not even about like going somewhere to do something. You just need to get out and do something.
Yeah,
there goes that awesome internet that we were talking so highly about.
but it got shut down.
When were you going?
I don't know. I was just saying maybe one weekend.
Yeah, because like even like what about like up in beach? Like get a house and like with a deck, right, Nicole? With the creek in the backyard, like the house that we had. It's just kind of like
go to the beach or a lake.
Serenity. Remember back when we didn't have to social distance and we watched the fight in the basement of that house that was built in the 1970s? It was awesome.
Dallas almost burned it down.
No memories.
Dallas almost burned it down. I don't remember that. I got out of the shower and all hell had broken loose.
There was smoke everywhere. I still can't believe we didn't get charged for that.
We cleaned up the house nicely. Sorry, that was me. But okay, so what are you planning on doing? Like, do you have anything planned? Like, are you cooking out? You bringing food?
Yeah, we're bringing food. We're doing a cookout tomorrow for lunch. We're taking lobster raviolis for dinner and tacos for a night.
Yeah, see, I think this is good for people that might be planning on getting out and not knowing. You're giving them some good ideas.
Yeah, I mean, like, they have like big inflatable rafts and paddle boards and that kind of stuff under the house. So we're just going to just chill and do some of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I need that. Maybe
take the boat out.
Oh, nice.
Maybe I'd be better if I had a pool. But I don't have a big enough backyard for that.
Maybe you could find a place with a pool.
Yeah. Because, gosh, man, I remember back in Virginia, I had it was kind of like the current house I have now, a ranch, but it had like a basement. And in the backyard was an in-ground pool. Nice shallow end, nice deep end. Now, it wasn't fancy. It was just like the liner. It wasn't like some big, you know, don't imagine your basic neighborhood pool, you know. Your basic pool, but it was my pool, and I would swim in that thing every day, every single day. I'd be by the water. I was a 911 dispatcher back then too.
Mm.
Yeah, so it was like a good distressor. I need that right now.
A good distressor.
Yeah, like sometimes I don't know about you. I feel like sometimes it's hard to breathe, literally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I mean, I've been lucky. I live in Waxhaw, in a cul-de-sac, and we naturally just social distance, and we've been doing it for the last 8 weeks with our neighbors because the kids are out, and the kids kick the soccer ball. They ride their bikes, which is allowed.
Kids, no cares about social distance.
Well, we do. We canceled, like, no tackle football, no throwing the football, no throwing baseball. We don't want them doing, like, hand-to-hand stuff. We took away their phone, like their guns, so they don't share bullets and stuff like that. Although that is coming back. Like, we are going in.
Took away their gun, they don't share bullets.
No, they
don't have Waxhall, Lorraine. It's a whole thing down there.
The little foam bullets with the plastic tips.
Okay.
We took that
it just
away.
So funny.
But then, like, they were on my swing set yesterday, and I both agreed. We're like, okay, I mean, here we go. This is it. This is our phase one, you know? They're going to open up public parks. Effective in Mecklenburg County next week, supposedly next Friday.
Yeah.
So it's just part of the slow rollout. Amanda's all freaked out because she has to go to Atlanta for market, and the market is basically a huge mall.
When's that?
Yeah, I
wouldn't. The week of, it's about a month away. So you'll be at home, Roy, from.
Sounds like June. I'm not coming back to work.
Yeah, you'll be at home from the 22nd through right through our vacation.
Okay,
because Amanda will be at market from the 8th.
Okay.
And you know, I mean, but I said to Amanda, I said her boss told her she didn't have to go if she didn't feel comfortable. It's clients appointment only. Also, no international clients coming. All the clients are within the 50 states,
which is we have. It's not like back in January when it was only Wuhan.
Right. Yeah. And they're going to check temperatures like we do.
By the way, international clients aren't coming because they literally can't.
International clients can't come.
They can't come because of restrictions. That's still a lockdown.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's crazy. It's crazy because, like, Nicole and Loren have no idea because you could care less. But, like, I live right over the flight path to Charlotte, and it used to be nonstop plane traffic. And it is just... And the skies are just empty. You know, there's no flights. Nobody's doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Amanda's just a little nervous about it. And she said, if I get down there and I don't feel comfortable, maybe I'll just come back. They're going to do a VRBO. They're going to order in all their food
and
by appointment only. And it's going to be it's like her and three other employees in this big area. And that's it. I said, babe, just social distance, wash your hands, mask up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's how we'll beat this thing.
Okay.
Now, speaking about beating things, I heard this story. I read this article in the New York Post. You heard of these things called the murder hornets?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
The Japanese bees are finding out a way to beat the murder hornets.
Really?
Yes. So, and it's like, only the Japanese bees. Like, word hasn't gotten to the American bees yet.
Mother Nature is just taking its toll.
So apparently the way these murder hornets are destroying bees... They would send out a scout bee or two to go find a bee's nest.
Mm-hmm.
They would send out a scout hornet. And then that scout hornet would put its scent on the bee's nest. And then the murder hornets would trace that scent and come and attack and take over the bee's nest.
Okay.
Kill the bees, take the honey, kill the queen.
Okay.
Which is horrible for our environment. We need these bees to pollinate.
We do.
The Japanese bees, according to this article, have figured out the minute the scout comes... They are aware of what's going to happen.
Why don't they just kill the scout?
They kill the scout.
I mean,
scout.
What, did they have the evening news? Like, how do they know?
They were texting each other. So the Japanese bees now, when that thing comes to lay its little scent, they leave it so that there's no bees around the front and the thing comes in. This is what
they murder hornet.
But listen to how they do it. They don't attack it. The bees somehow gyrate their bodies, and they create heat, and the murder hornets die if the heat goes above, like, 115, and the study says that these bees can live in temperatures, like, higher than that, and they get their nest up to, like, 120, and it literally melts the murder hornet. It was an amazing read.
Well, the murder hornet itself is amazing because he decapitates other bees. He rips their head off.
I know, but now they're melting these bees.
Meanwhile... Poor carpenter bees, dumb as hell, don't know what the hell's going on.
Roy just glues them into their deck.
I lock them in. Wow. No, bees are so important. But I read that if you really study bees, they have, like, police bees. There's bees that, like, protect the colony and enforce the rules. You have certain...
Everyone's got their own job. It's a whole ecosystem.
It really is. And then there's some bees that their role is to have sex with other bees. you have kind of like your hookers. I'm not making it up. You can look at all like the it's such a an elaborate system.
No, I'm sorry. I'm watching a video of them gyrating their bodies and melting the hornet. It is so cool. I'm going to blog about this on Monday.
Okay.
Blog away, bud.
I've already hit my limit for the blog week, so.
I think that was the minimum. You can actually technically blog more.
I have sometimes blogged over the minimum.
Just wanted to let you know in case.
Loren, what's the weather supposed to be like up there where you're going?
It's supposed to be nice. It's only supposed to rain at night on Saturday.
Okay. What are you going to wear?
A bathing suit.
Nice. What are you going to wear for your photo shoot?
I'm not really doing a photo shoot. You guys have made this up this week, and now I feel the pressure to actually do one, though.
You are going to do one, though, aren't you?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I'm taking my camera, but that's mainly for cash.
Baby number two is not getting the flowing veil photo shoot on the beach?
Next Wednesday, I'm doing those photos. In a lavender field.
How extra is it going to be, Nicole? Her photos of baby number two, her pregnancy photos.
Probably pretty extra.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
But everybody is extra with their baby photos.
Remember when she took the big couch to the sunflower patch?
She took a baseball bat couch. First off, she has a baseball bat couch.
A baseball mitt, right?
Yeah.
It's a child's chair.
I mean, but can you laugh about it now? Like,
yeah, sure.
Are you bringing the giraffe?
No.
Are you bringing props?
No.
What are you
just
wearing?
Just being the lavender.
Lavender field? Where is that?
I don't know. I think in South Carolina somewhere. I'm going to bring cash because I really just want pictures with my baby bump and cash.
Not Dow?
Yeah, no. I involved him with cash's maternity pictures and it didn't go well.
So he's out.
I haven't even asked
Lucky
him.
Lucky
him. And he hasn't offered, so I know he's not interested.
Lucky him. Our last thing, we'll wrap up the wrap party and we'll get out of this, but it's a very Loren-heavy wrap party. Is my landscaper back and has he fixed the internet and the uplighting?
No.
Okay. You're not mad at me, though. I mean, I just recommended the guy. I didn't do the work.
Oh, I heard.
Oh, I was furious at you yesterday.
What did I do? I recommended the guy.
I'm just kidding. No, my internet is back up and running. AT&T did not charge me, which is nice.
That is nice.
I'm just more concerned about my uplighting, which they're coming out this afternoon. So I'll let you know if I have a bill.
And have you heard back from my recommendation?
Dallas spoke to him, and
he's out of the country. He's out of the country until next Tuesday.
He's gotten out of the landscaping business.
What's he doing for real? Is he coming back?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Dallas about it yet, but he texted me and said he talked to him.
Okay. Ooh, well, I mean, you would have probably known something bad if it was really bad.
Dallas is very
better
nice.
Dallas talk to him than me.
Right. Yes, yeah. There has been some instances where Dallas has. Handle things very much more cordially than Loren would have, and Loren actually has gotten mad at Dallas for being nice to someone.
Yes,
who he didn't.
Dallas
have.
Adults. I just like to be an immature, petty teenager.
No.
I'm glad that AT&T is not charging you, because when I lived in Ballantyne, I marked my yard to bury Roy a drainage pipe.
Mm-hmm.
My backyard flooded, so I put in some culverts where the water would go through it and drain to the backyard. And I marked the yard, and I rented the machine myself, a little backhoe. I dug the ditch, I put the pipe in, and as I was digging to go to the the creek where I was going to empty the pipe,
mm-hmm.
I saw a wire that I cut. Mm. And I'm like, oh crap! But then I was like, it's got to be old. This is in the backyard of our house. Next thing you know, I start getting texts from my neighbors. Is anyone else's internet out?
And you do it for the.
So it was Windstream. Windstream comes, and the guy's pissed.
I bet so.
He's like, you're supposed
to
call.
To be fair.
He said, you're supposed to call before you dig. This is gonna cost you. Who's your contractor? He wanted to know. I said, I'm doing it myself. He said, you're supposed to call before you dig. He said, this is going to be a very expensive fix. And I said, I did. And he goes, show me your paperwork. Dude, I went and got the paperwork. And he goes, huh, he did. He called. And then he turned out to be like the nicest guy.
But he was, why are people so
mean? I
wasn't
even mad at Ryan about the internet. Like, that I get. Like, those idiots didn't bury that line. My other ones were buried.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, it apparently took them almost like 4 hours to fix the line for the neighborhood. This wasn't just to my house. This is like the main line that feeds through.
Yeah.
But I don't know why the guy didn't mark back there. He knew exactly where I was going.
Yeah.
He just didn't mark it. But all right, that's a wrap party podcast, everybody. Roy, have fun at the hospital today dropping off food.
Novant Matthews delivering some Babe and Butcher charcuteries.
So jealous. That sounds amazing.
Yep. So all we're right. going to be doing that. I'm literally about to shut up my laptop and leave to head that way.
All right. Thanks, y'all. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
All right, see ya.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.